A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than He,' and to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. The first point I want to make today is that there were good scribes. They weren't all enemies of Jesus. Many people listening to this gospel attempt to love God and forget the rest. You can do that alone, in a private room, or in a religious community, far away from everyone. But that misses the point. We have to love the God who lives in creation, in the messiness of human life today. How do we love that God? When I was a young teenager, I came home from school thinking I would find Mum alone and we could have a chat over a cup of tea and I could tell her all my woes. Instead, I found Mum deep in conversation with a neighbour, an old hunchback woman whom I found odious. I made my feelings known to Mum when Olive left and was soon put right at the receiving end of her tongue. Olive had just as much right to Mum's friendship as I did. In fact, she had a right to my friendship, which was completely missing. That was a lesson I will never forget. Love your enemies. The Good Samaritan story in Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, gives us the same message. And who is my neighbor? Jesus could say, "Your enemy in need." We live in a society that hates its enemies. So we have a huge job to do. I just read of a parish community in England that adopted a Kurdish Islamic family of refugees. That is loving your enemies. I read of another community who invited an Islamic community to meals and discussions to earn their friendship. I read of high school students in the USA marching together to promote gun control laws, saving lives. We have a whole community of Rohingya people living and about to be exterminated, and we tolerate that because we don't want to get involved. These are the places where we can discover God, and we know it is going to take a lifetime.